So, if after all this time using the classic editor, you've decided it's time to move on, cool. Let's dive into using Gutenberg. Come on in. The water's, survivable. Having said that, as of April 2024, if I said I found the experience of using Gutenberg with a screen reader pleasurable, I'd be lying so bad I could use my nose as a mobility cane. Just add marshmallow tip or similar. The polite version is that it bites. The less polite version is that it sucks. And we won't get any more impolite than that for fear of getting kicked out of the conference call service. The two major problems are it's too chatty and it loses focus. In terms of being too chatty, I'm so sick of hearing /empty block, /forward/ to add a block. Every time I press enter or arrow up and down past a paragraph, I'm just positive one of these days I'm going to hurl all over my keyboard and ruin my computer. All that talk definitely slows down navigation. It also tends to read the title bar repeatedly when changing pages. And that's just the beginning. Silence the screen reader via your favorite method. Paul and I both like Control. Then read the current line to precisely determine your location. I urge liberal amounts of whatever it is you do or use to facilitate relaxation when using the block editor. You'll need it. You'll thank me later.
Out of edit clickable empty block semi. Start writing or type /forward/ to choose a block document editable. /, to choose a block.
There are two things to absolutely be aware of when using the block editor. The first concerns your screen reader. You need to be cognizant at all times, whether you're in browse mode or whether you're in data entry /forms mode, because different things occur in response to various keystrokes depending on which mode you're in. If you have used a screen reader for any length of time, that's not news. I'll be using the term, quote, data entry mode from now on to refer to the screen reader mode, which allows you to enter data into a form field. The second thing concerns the block editor itself. You need to be aware whether you're in edit or navigation mode. In edit mode, as the name implies, you can edit content. In navigation mode, you can select blocks to edit, etc. The escape key toggles between the two modes. Having said that, though, realize that you may actually need to press the escape key twice to do so, especially if you're in data entry mode, because the first press will exit data entry mode, while the second will toggle between navigation and edit modes. There are times when you're informed by the block editor which mode you're in, especially if you change from one to the other. Having said thus, there is a notification panel at the bottom of the page, but it definitively doesn't get your status right all the time, and, in my opinion, you'd be better off ignoring it. The most reliable way, should you be in doubt, is by use of your cursor movement keys. Up and down arrows, or /shift-tab, in navigation mode will read you your content. If you're in data entry mode, it's usually preceded by the word button every time you encounter a new line when using up and down arrows to let you know you can interact with it by going into edit mode. I personally find the tab and shift+tab keys to be the most reliable way of navigating the document structure. As always, your mileage may vary. Please take particular note that if you wish to edit content, you need to be in data entry mode with your screen reader. If you aren't, your cursor will definitely not be where you think it is, and it'll create a problem.
Screen reader in browse mode, block editor in edit mode. Paragraph document editable. So, if, after all this time using the classic editor, you've decided it's time to move on, cool. Let's dive into using Gutenberg. Come on in. The water's survivable. Screen reader in browse mode, block editor in navigation mode, button paragraph block, row 1. So, if, after all this time using the classic editor, you've decided it's button time to move on, cool, let's dive into using Gutenberg. Come on in, the water's button survivable. Screen reader in data entry mode, block editor in edit mode. Paragraph document editable. So, if, after all this time using the classic editor, you've decided it's time to move on, cool. Let's dive into using Gutenberg. Come on in. The water's a well dash dash survivable. Screen reader and data entry mode, block editor and navigation mode. Paragraph block. Row 2. Paragraph block. Row 1. So, if, after all this time using the classic editor, you've decided it's time to move on, cool. Let's dive into using Gutenberg. Come on in. The water's a well dash dash survivable.